Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Dear AFA. Today is Tuesday, March 1st, and this is Washington, D.C. Council 21 volunteer Jeffrey Thomas reporting. As discussed in last Tuesday's Dear AFA and in various local council newsletters, since United Management eliminated our contractual short-term disability benefit during bankruptcy, our Benefits Committee has been working diligently on a replacement plan. Since United is not supporting this effort, two criteria that were essential were that it offered an online accessible enrollment platform and that no payroll deduction was required. We are happy to report that a voluntary benefits program that includes short-term disability coverage will shortly be available to you, and the online enrollment period will begin Friday, March 4th. Open enrollment was originally scheduled to begin today, Tuesday, March 1st, 2011, but due to unforeseen technical difficulties through Continental American Insurance Company, a decision has been made to delay the launch of open enrollment until Friday, March 4th, no later than 5 p.m. Central Standard Time. The program will include short-term disability, 24-hour accident lump sum critical illness, and hospital indemnity coverage. Eligibility requires that members will have completed 90 days of enrollment and must be an active employee on the date they apply for coverage. Additional details are available to you at www.unitedafa.org, as well as by linking from your local council website. Protesters turned out in cities nationwide last weekend to support thousands of public workers who remain at risk of losing their collective bargaining rights. Rallies took place from Washington to Chicago to Los Angeles in a show of solidarity Saturday as the demonstration in Madison entered its 12th straight day and it attracted its largest crowd yet, more than 70,000 people. Working families are mobilized and energized like never before since Republican Governor Scott Walker introduced a bill that strips almost all public workers of their rights to collective bargain. Middle-class Americans are facing coordinated attack on the rights from governors and state legislators in Wisconsin, Ohio, New Jersey, Missouri, Indiana, Tennessee, and Florida, among other states. In response, we are building a strategic nationwide movement rooted in organized labor and supported by majority of Americans. To support and multiply the critical protests and action for working families in Wisconsin, we are mobilizing an army of local leaders and activists to engage members in the fight for collective bargaining and the right to have a union. A nationwide CWA conference call last Wednesday evening drew over 5,000 participants as union members across the country read a new chapter of labor history. A second CWA nationwide phone call with United States Secretary of Labor, Hilda Salas, joining us to talk about importance of collective bargaining rights will take place 7 p.m. Wednesday, March 2nd. To participate, refer to our website and encourage other members to do the same. On February 16, 2011, the interline travel agreement between United and AirTran was canceled. It appears the cancellation of the interline agreement has created some confusion related to our reciprocal cabin seat agreements. It is important to clarify that these agreements are separate and distinctive from each other. While cancellation of the interline agreement, which means we no longer able to secure discount tickets, ID95, ID90, ID75, flight attendants with a crew badge are able to request space available travel using the reciprocal cabin seat agreement. The AirTran issues appear to be spilling over to JetBlue, where the interline agreement was canceled some months ago when the airline transitioned to Sabre reservation system. For a brief period of time, the reciprocal cabin seat agreement was curtailed during the initial transition to Sabre, but was reinstated several days later. In both cases, reciprocal cabin seat agreements remain in full force and in effect. AFA has been extremely successful in advocating for reciprocal cabin seat agreements and will continue to do so. For a detailed list of the airlines we have reciprocal cabin seat agreements with, as well as information such as listing procedures, appropriate past travel attire, etc., regarding each agreement, refer to our website. If it hasn't already, the most recent negotiations and e-mailing should be arriving at your home soon. Please check your mail and plan to dedicate time to review the status of our negotiations. As we wrapped up our final round of town hall meetings last week, we can report that the last of the meetings in the series of both Narita and Hong Kong were extremely well attended and including members from local councils as well as those on layovers and a number of Continental flight attendants. This week, we're back in Chicago meeting with management and our mediator. The agenda for this week will focus primarily on scheduling. That is all for this evening. Thank you for calling and remain informed as we stand together to do whatever it takes to achieve an industry-leading contract.